Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad.
Hello there, gorgeous souls. Welcome back to another episode of the Success Revolution podcast. And also, in particular, to another episode of my Playful Uplevel Experiment Series. And so we are at the end of week two of my 90-day experiment. It is very, very early days, but this week's been a really, really interesting one. And I want to share some insights and also just an invitation to you as well. Now, before I do that, I actually wanted to take just some time to let you know about an incredible bundle that I've created this week. And I've created this bundle in response to a lot of conversations that I've been having in coaching calls with women who really are going through this almost like impasse in their business. I really feel like we're in this era where we've got one foot in the old way of doing things and kind of got one foot or one toe dipped into the water of the new way of doing things. But we haven't fully grounded into this new way and we haven't fully let go of the old way and we kind of keep yo-yoing back and forth. And so I created this bundle. It's called the Do What You Love and Stop Making It So Damn Hard RTT Business Bundle. And it's a combination of three rapid transformational therapy audio tracks, so hypnosis and audio tracks, to work through three core belief patterns at a subconscious level, which is really important because that's what allows you to bridge the gap between the old and the new. And that's why people will find, or I find so many women really yo-yo back and forth between, oh my God, this is what I used to do and this works, and but it's not working now and I'm too scared to go into this new way and I don't really know if that's going to work, because what's happening is they have this conscious intention and desire to change things, but they have a subconscious pattern that is programmed to be focused and supportive of how things used to be. So having programs, subconscious programs that really operate to support how you used to do things and what you're used to doing, but they don't actually support where you're going. And the truth is that what got you here to where you're at in your business right now isn't actually going to get you to where you want to go. And that's true not just in terms of strategy, that's actually really true in terms of our subconscious too. So I put together this subconscious bundle with these three, and these tracks I put together are my most popular. So I've been you know, supporting women on this journey to up-level their subconscious mind for 4.5 years. And there really are three repetitive patterns that I work on. The pattern of, and the belief system, which is I can't have what I really want. And usually that's because I have to sacrifice something. The next one is I can't trust myself. That is a really big one. In fact, if I was to say my most popular and transformative RTT sessions are always around trust. That seems to be the one that is like the linchpin for so many of my clients, that really takes them from, oh my God, I can't do this, to, oh my God, we're doing this. And the results are happening and the clients are signing and everything's moving. It's this trust one. So trust is included in the bundle, and then money. It just goes without saying, money. And not just money, but like unrealistic levels of money, money that you haven't yet created before. So I put together this bundle. It's really incredible. It's designed to really just super activate your subconscious to support you to just stop making it hard and to start really doing what you absolutely love and letting that be not even just enough, but more than enough. You know, business has a tendency of making itself complex as we grow and scale and get bigger and we're in this game for longer and longer. We don't need to make things any more complex for ourselves. We need to focus. And what is so important is that we focus on building our building the foundations of our business. No matter where we're at, whether at the beginning stages or whether we've been doing this for a long time and we're continuously growing and evolving, we have to really be looking at ensuring that the focus of doing what we love is always there, because that's what makes business sustainable. If we're not doing what we love the way that we love it, it really sends our nervous system into a very dysregulated stress state and it becomes unsustainable. And that's when we have one foot on the brake, one foot on the accelerator, and we just keep going back and forth. And so I've put together this bundle. It's currently priced at $97. It's going to stay at that pricing for another couple of days until it goes up to $197. But it is such an incredible bundle. It is full of my most favorite and popular subconscious transformations. And it is there to support you to really not just consciously, because I know you know, hey, trust yourself. You know that, right? You've heard that before. You're like, okay, cool, trust myself. But why am I not doing it? Why is it like easier said than done? It's because your subconscious is the one that operates 97% of your behaviors. It's not your conscious mind. Same with, oh, you just believe it's possible. Okay, cool, but why am I not acting that way? Why am I continuing to go back into old patterns of, you know, making it harder and just working harder and doing it the way that so-and-so said instead of, and compromising what's important to me? Because that's the subconscious pattern. It controls 97%. Same with money. Why do I keep creating the same wealth patterns, the same money patterns? Even though I desire more and I carry the intention of wanting more, why? Because, again, it's the subconscious. It is your subconscious mind that is running the program, that is controlling your behaviors and absolutely controlling your reality. So I'll pop the details to go and purchase the bundle in the show notes. Go ahead, grab the bundle. It's only $97 right now. It really will upgrade and up-level your subconscious so that this next phase of growth and evolution for you in your business, this next level that I know that you're walking into, feels a lot less like going three rounds with Conor McGregor in a cage fight and just feels more like, you know, you're sitting back and things are just, you're in that state of ease and flow, you know, where it's like more like I'm like sailing down the river than I am getting into a fight. So as I said, pop the details below. Now, here's the thing. Let me get into today's episode with you, because this bundle was also really inspired from the frequency of love. And I want to tell you a story about why that is so important for me to share that message and what I've been moving through as part of my own personal playful up level too. So just to give you a little bit of background, for those that are new into this, or if you just landed on this episode, I do a lot of work with human design and gene keys. And I do a lot of work within myself. I spend a lot of time in contemplation of my own gene keys and my own human design. And that really is so important for me because I am a true believer that being who we are designed to be and really understanding more and more of who we are and building our business to support that is pivotal, not just to success, but success that feels good in our body, doesn't just look good in our bank account. And one of the really important energies for me lives inside one of the frequencies of gate 14 in human design. And gate 14 is so much about, and all about really, generating resources and doing work that we absolutely love. And because that is something that is sits in a really important placement in my chart, I understand that it's important for me, and it's also important for me to talk about that. Now, you've probably heard this all before, like do what you love and the rest will just feel easy. And it's like, cool, yeah, I get that. Again, that's why the subconscious stuff is so important, because we're actually not conditioned to just do what we love. You know, from a society collective point of view, we're really conditioned just to work hard, to do whatever we've got to do to meet our bills, you know, take care of ourselves. Like this concept of doing what I love, it's so foreign. It was foreign for our ancestors. It's becoming less foreign for us right now, but it is really important because this is the direction that we're heading in without a doubt. But why did this come up for me so significantly this week? I want to tell you a story. So at the time of recording this, this has been the week where the war broke out between Israel and the Palestinians. And it's been a really emotional week, for understandably for the human race, for a lot of people, but I've really felt this myself as well. And I kind of, to be honest with you, was in a bit of a bliss bubble myself. In many ways, ignoring the outside world, and what a privilege that is too, by the way, to be able to turn the news off and to live in the bubble of privilege where life is beautiful, I'm surrounded by love, I'm taken care of, we're provided for, we have a beautiful roof over our head, we have an abundance of love in our lives, we are safe, all of those things. Like what a privilege it is to live that way and to be able to completely shut the outside world out as well. So I want to really honor that and say that I come from a very privileged place with that. But when it came into my awareness that this was going on over in Israel and that innocent people were being tortured and killed, my heart really just was cracked open and I felt incredibly sad. I felt that deep sense of sensitivity to what was going on, and that, I mean, I'm an empath. My human design tells me I'm very empathic. I've always known that, but I really just feel other people's experiences very, very intensely. And so when this came into my awareness and I allowed myself to really go in and see what was going on and witness the horror of what is happening, the despair, the fear, the hatred, all of what's happening. I felt it. I felt it really deeply. And as I was out for a walk with my gorgeous little puppy dog a few mornings ago, it was, you know, the day after I'd sort of really allowed myself to look into what was happening. And I was watching her, and I was watching her just run along, sniffing the flowers and every other thing that she tends to sniff, as puppy dogs do. Just watching her love of life. And I was reflecting on all the times I take her for a walk. And most of the time, on this occasion, I took her on a different path, but majority of the time I take her on certain trails and certain tracks. And one of the ones I do, I walk around a lake that's near our home. And when I walk around that lake, we pass people, you know, lots of people, some of them walking their dogs, some of them just walking themselves. And my little puppy, Luna, always attracts attention. She loves people. She loves other dogs. She always wants to jump on top of other people and get a belly rub. Like, she will walk up to a stranger, roll over, and just lie there waiting for a belly rub. And people love her. We get stopped all the time. Oh my God, she's so beautiful and she's so happy, and look at her. And that's exactly how she is. She's like that all of the time. She has this beautiful energy about her. She's warm and open and loving and nurturing and happy and joyful. And she brings so much joy to our life, to my children's life, to my life. She just brings so much joy and happiness and so much love. And I see that radiate out of her, and I see the effect it has on people. I mean, people stop us just mid-walk, mid-conversation to say, oh my God, she's the most beautiful dog. Oh my God, she's so gorgeous. We constantly get comments as we're walking past. I mean, she is a cute puppy. She's a toy cavoodle. Like, she is cuteness personified. She looks like a teddy bear. So she's so cute. But it's also this personality that she has, and it's the love that radiates, this love of life, this love of being alive. And as I was walking her a couple of mornings ago, I actually felt really, really helpless to make any sort of change, any sort of positive contribution in the bigger world. You know, I feel so far removed from what is going on in some of these war-torn countries and environments like Israel, like the Ukraine. And I felt that sense of real helplessness. Like, who am I? I've got nothing to contribute to change. Sure, I can donate money. Okay, but what can I do? And it was in that moment where I was feeling that sense of helplessness and looking down at her. And I thought, you know what I can do? I can live my life from love. That's what I can do. Because all of these atrocities and horrors, the way that we treat our planet, the strain and stress that is on our resources and our planet right now, comes from a place of fear. It comes from a place of disconnection. And a lot of the war comes from a place of hatred, which is very, very powerful energy. But love is more powerful. The heart and what emanates and radiates from our heart travels further, impacts more. And it really left me more grounded, more convicted, more confident and more certain that the biggest contribution that any of us can make is to lead our lives with love. And when I thought about how that really translates into business, it brought me back into that Gate 14 energy. It brought me back into an even more grounded space of really understanding that doing what I love, especially if I have the privilege of being able to do that. And if you have a business, you are running a business. I really truly believe you're in a privileged position to be able to choose to do work that you love. I truly believe that we owe it. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to our neighbors. We owe it to the big wider world, to this planet, to really follow the path of love, to do what we love and trust with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our beingness, that that is enough, that that is the path to not just success, which I truly believe that it is. And I've got evidence of that. I truly believe that doing what we love, letting that lead, not letting fear lead, but really letting love lead, making choices from love, doing work that we love, selling the way that we love, marketing the way that we love, promoting our services the way we love. Like, I love doing these podcasts, and I trust that doing these podcasts, one, reaches people, two, gets my message out into the world, three, supports me to be highly resourced in the work that I do as well. But I do it because I love it. And that's really what I want to, that's been the biggest lesson for me today. And I want to say, it's not always easy. It isn't always easy to follow what you love, because we're bumping up against so much conditioning that says it can't be that simple, it can't be that easy, make it more complicated. And when things don't work straight away, we question whether that's the path we should go down. That's why I'm so passionate about the nervous system work, so passionate about the subconscious work, especially this bundle I've put together, the Do What You Love and Stop Making It So Hard. Because I can sit here and say, hey, just do what you love. But when you have subconscious programming that says it's not that easy, don't trust that. You need to trust in what you have evidence for. And what you have evidence for is seeing how other people have created success, seeing your parents who just work themselves to the bone. And that's how they made ends meet. Believing that you can't just do what you love. It can't be that fun and easy, but it's so important. That's what it is. And considering, you know, over 70-75% of the population are sacral beings in human design, generators and manifesting generators, that sacral center is fired up, is engaged through work that we love to do, through what we're passionate about, through that sacral yes that says, yes, that feels good, let's do this. And whether you're a sacral being or not, we still get to lead with work that we love. Whether you have gate 14 in your chart, it's so important. We get to learn from those of us that do have that. We get to see what this embodiment looks like, what it looks like to trust that the universe is going to support you to do work that you love. But for me, it's taken on a bigger meaning. It's making me be more convicted in this path, to be able to hold the energy and the gap and the space between, right, I'm here to do work I love, and my reality is that I'm highly resourced for that as well. We've got to be able to hold the gap while our reality rearranges, while our physical circumstances rearrange, while we're rearranging our internals, our nervous system and our subconscious. We've got to be able to hold the conviction that love gets to lead. And that's been the biggest lesson for me this week. It's been uncomfortable at times to meet that. It's been uncomfortable to have belief systems challenged that say, for me, and the biggest thing is it can't be that simple. You know, I'm still bumping up against that. And the reason I'm bumping up against that, because I know that I'm here to really embody this at bigger and bigger levels, at levels where it just doesn't make sense, that it can't be just as simple as do what you love. And this week, I've decided it can be that simple. Not only can it, it must, it needs to be. Because if I know anything right now, the world needs more people in love with their life, in love with the work they're doing, in love with the contribution that they're making. We need more people leading with love in their businesses. And so I offer that up to you. I offer that up to you as an expression of what's going on for me. And I offer that up to you as an invitation for you to trust in this path. And if you are like so many women I come up against and you're like, Gemma, yes, I get that, but I'm still finding that hard, then please, that's why I've put together the Do What You Love and Stop Making It So Damn Hard bundle, because I understand the trust piece is something that has to happen at a subconscious level. It can't just be a conscious, oh, I trust, that all sounds amazing. And then you yo-yo back into, oh, if I just do things that the way this is supposed, this is how it's worked before, but I don't really love that way and that doesn't really feel good. I'm just doing it because someone else said that it worked. Well, then we have a disconnect, and we've got to tidy that disconnect up. We've got to tidy that disconnect up in believing that we don't have to sacrifice on what we love in order to be successful. We really have to tidy up the beliefs that say, I can't just trust myself and trust this path. We have got to tidy up the money piece too. So that is my contribution to you. My contribution is in this podcast episode. My contribution is in this invitation, and my contribution to you to support you with this sits inside that bundle as well. So the details are below in the show notes. And I really want to thank you for hearing me out on this week's episode and for continuing to journey with me as I really work on my own next level of embodiment of what it's like to be in this energy of love and play and passion and pleasure as well. So much more to talk about around this. All right, incredible women, have an amazing day wherever you are. Thank you for being here with me for another episode, and I will see you really, really soon.